Many in mid-Michigan's immigrant and refugee communities are watching the sanctuary discussion closely. Those communities may be facing as many challenges as ever. This week on Current State's Neighbors in Action, we'll hear from an immigrant to Lansing from Iraq, Nails Al-Sadi, settled in the capital city back in 2010 with the help of St. Vincent Catholic Charities Refugee Services Division. Welcome, Nail.
Nice to meet you.
And we also welcome back a voice that you heard in the previous segment. Judy Harris rejoins us here from St. Vincent's, Director of Refugee. She is the Director of Refugee Services. Hi, Judy.
Hi.
In a typical year, we'll point out that your division helps more than 500 refugees settle into mid-Michigan, offering assistance not only with resettlement, but with job seeking, education, health services as well. And the effort is all bolstered by about 65 volunteers. Now, Judy, the courts have become involved in the Trump order just in the last day or two. But I know that the order did impact your work. How exactly?
It has impacted our work. It's impacted human lives. It's impacted our partners. So we did immediately have to start canceling arrivals. We had prepared for them. We had houses set up for people. We had their families on this side who were waiting for them. We had to call people and tell them that nobody's coming at this point. We did have a few arrivals this week, but for the most part, everybody who was scheduled to come from Monday through February have been all canceled.
As we record this here on Friday, is it clear to you how the judge's order will impact this in the coming weeks?
It's very unclear because everything's changing so quickly and we don't know what's going to happen. And even the people that have already been canceled, we're not sure if they're going to have to start over again, even if it's only for a couple weeks that they've been canceled. They may have to start everything again.
Hmm. Nail Al-Sadi, you and your family are originally from Iraq, which is one of the seven countries on the banned list.
That's right.
Do you know anyone from back home who's been impacted by it?
Yes, many of my friends right now over there, they just stuck. They don't know what they to do. And because their covered have been exposed, and they cannot go to what they've been before. So it's very profound, devastating for them to change the whole things back it used to be before.
This ban is supposedly to study vetting procedures and strengthen them where we can. Can you talk to us about the vetting that you went through?
The vetting is take a long time, and the first thing, they collect data about us, and we have submitted and to verify our personality, like documents first. Then we, second stage would be doing biometric for every individual accepted in this program, like iris scan, fingerprint. And then we have to go with a meeting with one of the DHS agent to verify our case. And after a while, we heard approval from the agency we have been interviewed. Mm-hmm. And that's take 2.5 years from me.
You felt like the vetting was sufficient, or does the Trump administration have a case here? Can you say, hey, it could always be stronger?
It is very long process. Every refugee been through until they reach the acceptance in this prior to arrival to the United States. It is we would call the algorithm process to reach this point. It is 2.5 years. Mm-hmm. And participate four agencies here, as far as I know, is FBI, DHS, State of Department, and the fourth one I cannot can't recall it, but each of these agencies has separate data about everyone. Mm. Except to the United States.
Judy, take a minute. Let's shift gears a little bit. Summarize how your office at St. Vincent helps refugees and immigrants.
So when we know they're coming, we usually resettle about 700 refugees a year. And we're informed before they come, about 2 weeks before they come. We work with landlords. We get them apartments set up. We pick them up at the airport. We get them their initial food and their basic necessities. We help the kids enroll in school. We help them get their health screenings. And then we help them get jobs. And so that's one of the issues that's been happening this last week is we're getting calls from landlords. You know, they're curious who's going to be living in their apartments. We're getting calls from employers who depend on us, who need refugees, who like to work with refugees. And people are concerned. It's not just our office that's going to be affected by this.
I'm talking with Judy Harris, Director of Refugee Services at St. Vincent Catholic Charities in Lansing, and Nail Alsady of Okemos, whose family was assisted by St. Vincent when the five members of their family arrived here in 2010. There were several developments locally this week regarding Lansing, specifically as a sanctuary city. Now, Mayor Bernero seems to feel a formal resolution isn't entirely necessary. Have you thought about the sanctuary city issue, and how do you feel about that?
I've been in part of the discussions, and I think it just comes out of this is a very welcoming community here. There are several different groups here that work with immigrants and refugees who would like to see something like that, just more of a statement that this is the kind of place where people are feeling safe.
Nayel, you live in Okemos with your spouse and three kids. Describe for us your 7 years in Lansing. How has it been?
A small correction. I have four children.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
And I used to be living in Okemos, but right now we bought a new house in Hazlitt, actually.
Still in Meridian Township.
It is very fantastic 7 years. There is ups and downs, of course, but we are living American dreams right now, actually.
And you went from getting help from St. Vincent.
Of course,
when
yes.
you were settling here to joining the staff as a case manager. What do you do in that role?
We are receiving the refugees at the airport, and we are greeting them. The first point, prior to that, we have to make sure their housing have been prepared well, and all documents been set up. Then we took them to their house, and we hooked them up with the other agencies here and processed their paper as well.
Judy, how many volunteers does St. Vincent have altogether?
I think altogether several hundred, but in the refugee program specifically, about 65. And our volunteers are really great because we'll connect a volunteer directly with a refugee family. And so they'll be able to go over there. We tell them that they get to do the fun stuff. So they can go over there and teach the kids English or take someone to a Lug Nuts game or just have fun with them and show them around and give them one more person that they can connect with and that they can ask questions of because they have so many questions.
But 65 volunteers just in the refugee resettlement.
Yes.
You're saying. Mm-hmm. That sounds like a fundamental, an essential part of your mission.
Well, there's a huge demand, especially right now. I think people are hearing all these things on the news that are happening, and they're calling us like crazy because they want to help and they want to do something. And we've had a tremendous demand just in the last year, especially. But then this week alone, I think we had 10 or 15 applications.
Can you coordinate all the volunteers?
Well, we're working on that.
You need a volunteer to coordinate your volunteers.
I do have a volunteer coordinator, yes.
Nayel, immigration and refugee issues are a hot button here in 2017. Have you and your family been on the receiving end of any harsh comments or the like?
Not at all. Not till now.
Not until now?
No. No.
No one's commented harshly about you until recently? Is that what you said?
No.
Or it's not happened at all?
It's not happened at all.
7 years?
No.
And nothing to speak of there?
Very friendly environment here in Lansing. Since I have been here, I didn't move outside of Lansing. And most of the people I know and I met before, very friendly. And I haven't had any accident like that before.
Mm. Judy, do you hear of such incidents, or is Lansing as welcoming a community as Virge Bernero and the city council would like to think?
Every once in a while we hear of an incident. Often it's kids who are just harassing each other, who are looking for any reason to harass each other. Mm-hmm. But really it is a welcoming community, and that's why we want to keep it that way. And there have been a lot of people who've been working to build this. There's several collaboratives, including there's an Immigrant and Refugee Resource Collaborative, and that's a group of all the agencies and service providers come together monthly and talk about how to make it an even more welcoming community.
If someone hearing this probably wants to get involved here as a volunteer, what do they do? Where do they go to learn more?
They can come to our website at stvcc.org, and there's a volunteer application on there. Start with the application. We'll get that from you immediately, and then we'll set up an appointment with you to get you started.
We want to thank Judy Harris, Director of Refugee Services at St. Vincent Catholic Charities in Lansing, and Nael Alsaidi of Hazlitt, whose family was assisted by St. Vincent when the six members of their family arrived here in 2010. Thanks to both of you, and good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us here.